Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome everybody. I just want to say from my heart how grateful I am that you're here on the show. I know we have a caller on hold, and I'll be taking that call in a few minutes. I'd always like to start off with a deep meditation and see if there's a channeled message. There's been so much energy that's been downloaded this month, and I'm always in gratitude because I get to share this message to help everybody on the planet to really tune into their heart and wake up to the realization that love is the greatest gift that you can give yourself and to others, and to experience that joy in the most peaceful way. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and remember who we are inside. Sometimes we get so caught up in seeing what's on the outside world that we forget to look inside and see what's in the inside world, inside our own inner being. And as you close your eyes, look into your heart and take some deep, deep breaths. Our mind is sometimes so active that we forget to really feel in our heart. Feel that love inside your heart as you breathe all the way in. Just give that lovely, nurturing heart a big sense of love. And just allow your heart to become a tiny bit bigger than your body as I call in all the archangels of the appropriate order, my family, universal love, and all of the love, highest vibrational love beings to come into the show and to support those that are listening now live or those that may listen later on with so much love so that they always remember the importance of looking inward. Sometimes when we look inward and we see the beautiful spirit that we have inside, we remember that oneness. And the biggest message I keep seeing is when we look inside and we connect from that place of oneness, the ego can relax and not have to work so hard. It sometimes becomes separate from the inner spirit in a sense of feeling. And then it wants to go into that protective mode of either fighting or flighting or fearing something that's not real. That when we put down those control issues and we connect to the universal love, so much abundance, we remember who we truly are, that beautiful inner spirit of love. And we become one with that. And from that place, we don't have to go outside to experience joy or peace or love. We are joy. We are peace and we are love and we share it with others. There's so much more fulfillment in that place when we remember that, because that separateness feeling is no longer apparent, is a oneness with it all. And so there's a sense of celebration with life in a manner that's beyond anything we've ever imagined. Feel that inside. Feel what it feels like to be joy, to be love, to be peace. Instead of exhausting ourselves so much in searching for it on the outside world, leaving us feeling empty in the inside world because we never took the time to go inside. We always skipped it and went to the outside world instead. And go inside now. What would that feel like if you felt that sense of love inside? Really go deep inside your heart and feel that. And what would it feel like if you being that sense of joy? And that inner peace. Not amplify it. And fill it up all the way into your mind. Into your body. As you breathe, take 3 deep breaths. And when you're ready, come into the room and give yourself a big, big hug, knowing how special you truly are in this moment in life. We're moving into such a very strong and powerful time in this year. This is the year of love. Love, whether it's a relationship with another or with ourselves. And the best way to say it is not or, it's and. Because when we have a deep love within ourselves, the love with others becomes even stronger. There's no give and take in a relationship. There's a sharing of love inside with another that you just want to continue to share it with. And so as we move towards the middle part of this year, in June and July, things start to shift for 2016. It's such a huge year. I have a channeled message on the website heartofmotivation.webs.com that talks about that shift where our inner spirit becomes more active and the ego becomes less control-oriented. So there isn't as many struggles of fears and insecurities and self-doubts and all that worry. If you choose to go listen to it, it's on the homepage, H-E-A-R-T, of motivation.webs.com. And it gives you information on what's so important about relaxing the ego. It's not about killing the ego. You can't kill the ego, nor do you want to. It's actually a friend. It's only when you resist or fight something or push something away or ignore it, that it becomes more in your face kind of a feeling, because it's trying to get your attention on something that's for you to learn. But when you look at it and see it for what it is, then it becomes your friend and it helps you to relax and breathe into whatever it is that it's showing you or teaching you or helping you or whatever it is that its intention is. And when you let go of it running your life and you just relax into your inner spirit, you flow with life in a manner that's so much more than you've ever imagined, way beyond. And that's what this show is, my intention, is to remind you all of how special you all are, how amazing you all are, and how much of a choice you have to choose love over fear, to choose love over hate, to choose love over insecurity, to really just beam that love inside and shine it into the world. And remember that you're a very special person. No matter what anybody says, it's their issue if they're saying otherwise. It's not your issue. So give yourself a big, big hug and just remember that you're amazing. Okay, so a couple of things before I take the first caller. And the next show, sometimes I forget, so I want to make sure I mention that. It's on the second Wednesday, and it's going to be on April 8th. So mark your calendar at 8 p.m. And what I do in these shows, if you're new, is I always love to start off with a meditation and a channeled message from the angelic realm being an angelic walk-in. I connect to the angelic realm, and I'm always excited when I connect with the higher vibrational love beings as well, and being able to share a message that's important for everybody, not only on the show, that's everybody on the planet. I also have a new series. It's the online spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness. And if you're interested in learning about the series, it birthed a couple of days ago, which I'm always excited. It goes through the process of waking up your inner spirit and reminding it that that's what's important to partner as a oneness with. So you can go to the heartofmotivation.webs.com and click on the location tab and you'll see about the online series and other information as far as special events and so forth. And I always like to periodically give a little prize, and so the first person that emails me through the website, heartofmotivation.webs.com, or leave a phone message at 971-217-6576. I'll give you $10 off a reading of 20 minutes or longer so that you really get to experience it. And there's also some special events that you can jump in and enjoy as well. Okay, or you can take special on the products, and I can talk to you privately about that. So you could just let me know which feels appropriate if it resonates. All right, so I've had this amazingly patient caller that called in before the show, and my heart always says thank you for those that are committed. So let me go ahead and take the caller, and I ask that you have the question ready in your heart. I'm going to tune into your spirit guides and see what they say. So stay in your heart when I tune in, so it helps me to see what message is necessary for you. And I'll go ahead and get your first name only as we tune in. So let's go ahead and see. So thank you for being so amazingly patient. Can I just get your first name?
Annabelle.
Annabelle, what a great name. Oh, you sound like a beautiful Annabelle with a beautiful soul. Okay, so yeah, I can feel your energy, love. So let me go ahead and hear your question. And keep it short and simple because it helps me tune in. You definitely have a lot of ancestral energies around you. Is your mom on the other side?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, I could feel her. She just adores you, man. You're just so blessed. I could feel her energy. She's really strong, and your grandmother, too.
Yeah.
You have this whole lineage with them. Wow, mm-hmm. Very strong. Okay, so what's your question?
Well, I just met a guy. His name is Michael. I haven't dated in a while, but what do you see around his energy?
It's always easier when they're in the room as well. So let me tune into your energy. How long have you dated him? It seems really short. Was it under 3 months or longer?
Oh, no, it's just over the weekend. We haven't had a
really
date
under
yet.
3 months.
I just met him.
Yeah, I saw under 3 months. Oh. Well, your mom is talking to me, so this is good because she has your back, girl. Oh, my goodness. He's a special guy. This feels good. Yeah, he feels like he has a very soft heart. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, you've only met him, I know, for a short time. You guys, man, this feels really good. Were you introduced to him by a friend?
No, we were just walking out of a location, and he introduced himself.
He introduced himself. Yeah, you definitely want to stay very patient. You've had relationships with this guy before. It's a very strong, there's some lessons you're going to learn from him. So it's going to be a little karmic, which is what lessons are all about. So when those lessons come up, don't give up. Stay really committed to this relationship. He's going to be an amazing, loving teacher for you.
Okay.
My heart goes on fire. It feels really, really, really good. I see a very solid line, even though you've only dated for a weekend, which is really unusual because normally I don't get that. That's why I asked if it was under 3 months. It felt really new. When I go along above your timeline, I could see you've had a past relationship with this guy, which is the only reason why I'm able to see such a strong line between you guys. You've been in relationship with him a number of times. Your grandma is now saying, and you were introduced to him not so much through a person, but through your grandmother somehow coordinated this meeting.
I believe it.
With the timing. Yeah, there's no doubt. Your grandma is very influential in your life, more than your mom is, even though your mom's been in your energy field really strongly. It's your grandma that's been the most influential. Did you know her at all? It didn't seem like you knew her that long, if at all, on the physical plane.
Well, it depends on which grandma you're talking about. That's the one you're talking
about.
It's on
your mom's side.
Oh, yes, I did know my mom. Yes, I did.
You did know her for a long time?
Yes.
You knew her for a long time? Yeah, it didn't seem like you knew her for as long as you could, because it feels like it's under 5 years. But you knew her longer than 5 years?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very good. Well, she's very, very strong in your energy field, which makes more sense if you did know her longer.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say what you're saying is absolutely correct, because I saw him in a dream about 6 months ago, this guy. And when I saw him, I got the feeling that I know him, and I told him that. So thank you for confirming that.
Oh, yeah. It's both your mom and your grandma that's confirming it. She keeps saying, you didn't know me that long. You didn't know me that long. And yeah, but I don't know. Oh, my goodness, she's a right. How long have you known her?
Well, I was 19 when she died, so I knew
of
19.
A long time. Why would she say you don't know me that long? That's a long time. I guess that doesn't seem long to her. Go really slow. The bond is very solid, and he's a very sweet gentleman. So you're blessed, very strongly blessed. You are preparing for this guy. You've had to really move into a lot of energies as far as clearing and preparing for this guy. It was almost sometimes you wanted to give up in some ways, but this guy, it feels like he came later in your life versus earlier in your life, but he's always been in your energy field on one way or another. It's just the timing needed to be appropriate. There was nothing you could have done to have him come sooner. It was a combination of the universal timing and the lessons. And you're so blessed with this guy. It's going to be quite an amazing journey. Just remember at the very beginning, though, so you remember this, that it's going to, once you get to know each other in this lifetime, in the way that you're going to know him, it's going to feel a tiny bit rocky in some ways because some of the lessons are going to come up. And so when those things do come up, just stay in your heart and remember that it's just part of you getting to know each other. And you may even have some flashbacks of previous times that you've been together. And, man, you guys are so strongly bonded. Promise me you'll keep me posted, because I would love to hear the journey of how this continues to unfold. I do see if you're choosing to marry again, or if you choose to marry, period. I don't know if you were married before. I do see marriage in your future with this guy. It looks like it's not going to be very short term. It's going to be a little bit down the road before you decide. I don't know what the number five means, if it's 5 months or 5 years, but it's not, it doesn't feel like you guys are going to rush into the marriage part. It feels like you're going to go really slow, and that's to your advantage, because the solid foundation of this friendship, especially with this this lineage of how you've known each other, is so important to get to know him in this lifetime and the manner in which he has come about, so that the solidness of the foundation, it's almost like you're continuing from your last lifetime into this one and making it even more nurturing, more expansive. It's like you continue to expand your love, and that's what's going to make this so special.
Okay.
Very special. Yeah. Lots of love to you, honey. I'm excited. Please keep me posted.
Yeah, this is very special.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. I have your number, girl. If you don't call me, I'm going to call you.
Please do.
Yeah, keep me posted. Well, is it okay? I'm curious. What state are you calling from? Alabama or something? Where are you?
No, I am Southern. I'm Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay, the Southern Belle. Yeah, you're a special lady. Yeah, very special lady, and you've worked hard for this relationship. So you go, girl. You deserve it. You totally deserve it. And my heart just thanks you for calling and sharing this amazing love. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll put you on hold.
Thank
I hope you.
You
stay on and see what goes on next in this experience. Okay. Okay, so if you're interested in, I always encourage people to support through a donation, whatever the donation amount. It's not about the amount to me. It's just about giving back and being part of the process. So if you're interested in having a reading, just go ahead and go to the website, heart, of motivation.webs.com in the location tab. And the number you would call is 347-996-5068. And, of course, if you have any questions regarding the channeled message or anything about the show as a whole, feel free to call in on that part, because I always like people to, if they have any questions with regard to their spirit and the unfoldment of their inner spirit and just being able to really connect. You know, Annabelle is, if I may use her as an example in this particular show, you could tell just from her persona how she just really did an amazing job of really opening her heart and having that dream come in 6 months and seeing the vision. She knew. She's so connected to her spirit that she knows what it means to be open to love, and not just any love, but a special love. And when it comes, it's just, you know, it's worth it, because you've worked so hard to get to that place. And it always has to start from within, you know, really making a strong connection to your inner spirit and feeling that bond of love. Because when a relationship comes, then it's not a sense of a neediness. It's more of a sense of a sharing from a heightened place of strength, and it becomes very special in that way. Whereas if you're coming from a needy place or an empty place, then the relationship is going to be coming from that same place. It's not going to be very whole and complete. So do your inner work. If you're ready to meet a relationship, do your inner work. Make yourself as strong as you can. Bring that shining spirit out so that the love that you share with your soul mate or life partner, or if even friends or loved ones, becomes stronger, and there isn't that sense of feeling a separateness or feeling something that's not accurate when you have that special love inside. So let's go ahead and just take some deep breaths and remember the inwardness of looking inward first when you wake up in the morning and saying your gratitude. I always find it so important to connect to God or the universal love or whatever the word is, and always be in gratitude for what you do have rather than always focusing on sometimes what we don't have. Really feel that gratitude and share that with or share that with God. Feel that love right now and give your gratitude for all the blessings that you have inside, whether it's a new relationship or whether it's the love you have inside that you're continuing to grow, whatever that is that has a specialness, or just even being in gratitude for having God in your life, the universe of love. And when you go to sleep at night, always remembering to say your gratitudes as well, because you wake up in the morning and you feel that excitement, that adventure of new beginnings for the new day. As you stay in the moment with that excitement, life becomes an adventure rather than a sense of feeling an emptiness or fear or insecurity trying to weigh you down, make you feel depleted. Instead, this gratitude shines so bright and makes you feel alive inside. When you feel that sense of in your heart, that a sense of appreciation for what you have inside and wanting to share it with others. Feel that inside, that gratitude. And just allow yourself to remember. Always remember to feel it inside, the gratitude, before you take a step out into the world. Then the outside world becomes a reflection of that love from your inside world. Taking 3 deep breaths. And again, our next show is on April 8th. You're always welcome to email me in advance if you want to have a reading on the show in advance, or you can always go to the website and have a session that way as well. And it'll be at 8 p.m. I look forward to experiencing people coming on the show and sharing things with me. It's always nice to get feedback with things, either from a reading or just in general from what they experienced from the show in their life, as they take the messages that are shared into their day-to-day life and really enjoy what it feels like to have this part of your life. I will see you. Time goes by fast with 90 seconds. I will see you next month. Happy spring, happy love, and keep shining bright. Much love to you all.